From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Latinos in California made up 17% of voters in Tuesday's recall election. That's a higher percentage than in the 2000 presidential contest. According to exit polling data, most of them wanted to keep Democratic Governor Gray Davis in office, or if he lost his job, to replace him with Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. But a sizable minority helped elect Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger. From Los Angeles, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
Good morning, thank you.
A family garage in the working-class Pico Rivera neighborhood east of L.A. was the site of one polling place in this week's election. It was crowded with voters, most of them Latino. For generations, many of them have voted for Democrats.
It's all a family thing. Hey, all for one, you know. My mom was a Democrat, and my sister and my brother. But now they're, I guess, just kind of switched over.
College student Veronica Monciel was among the 30% of Latino voters who supported Arnold Schwarzenegger, while exit polls showed 52% backed the Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. Monciel seemed a bit embarrassed for having defected during this special election.
I wanted to vote for Bustamante, and, me and my sister and my brother-in-law got into a little conversation about that, and I like Arnold, you know, I like Arnold, but... I don't know. I don't know why. I guess I just, the way they told me is that Arnold would do a good job, and my brother really wanted me to vote for him, so I kind of just voted for him even though I was a Democrat. I know, it's kind of weird, huh?
Like so many other California voters, Monciel said she had been disappointed in the way Governor Gray Davis handled the state's budget. She's the kind of voter Republican strategists like Arnold Steinberg had hoped for.
This is quite an inroad. We don't yet know if this means it's going to be a permanent change or if it's simply a one-time situation, but at least it shows that under certain circumstances, Latino voters will vote Republican.
Steinberg says party leaders were encouraged that 40% of Latinos voted for Schwarzenegger or the other Republican in the race, State Senator Tom McClintock. During the 1990s, Latinos had voted in droves for Democrats, in part to punish former GOP Governor Pete Wilson. He had alienated Latinos with his support for Proposition 187, which sought to deny social services to undocumented immigrants. But even Pete Wilson's reemergence on Schwarzenegger's campaign didn't seem to factor much in this election. Antonio Gonzalez, who heads the Southwest Voter Registration and Education Project, says the recall motivated an unusually high percentage of Latinos to vote.
It was the confluence of events, an unpopular incumbent in a bad economy with the Latino alternative running a crummy campaign versus a, you know, media-driven celebrity superstar.
Even the prospect of electing the first Latino governor in California in 100 years didn't translate into Block support for Cruz Bustamante. Gonzalez and other Democrats say Bustamante ran a poor campaign and did badly in candidate debates. Derry Schrago is the chief strategist for the Democratic legislature in Sacramento. He says Bustamante was hurt by the large contributions he got from Indian gaming casinos.
The Indian gaming issue made him look like he was too much like Gray Davis, because one of the complaints about Gray Davis was that Gray Davis had spent all his time courting special interests.
Whether or not they voted for Governor Schwarzenegger, Latinos like Maria Gomez say they'll be watching what he does very carefully.
El Gray Davis no cumplió lo que dijo, entonces a ver si ahora con Arnold.
She says Gray Davis didn't do what he said he would. Now we'll see what happens with Arnold. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.